In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day, good day. It's Father Tom doing this broadcast live for WROL. I tell you, this is the week that is called Holy. Holy Week. Why? Because this is the week where our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, went to the cross out of love for you and out of love for me. This is the way that we preach Holy Week. He did not only die on a cross for us and shed his blood for us, but he rose from the dead on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. This is Holy Week. And you might say, we haven't even been able to go to church. That's right. Our church is locked. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, no services. They're going to be private, unfortunately. Last year at this time, I could never have thought that we would not be able to have services on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But you know what? God is still on the throne, and he hears and answers prayer. And just as long as your faith in him is intact, everything is going to come out all right, especially our being locked in. Our being locked in. I want to tell you, I'm tired of being locked in, but I have to obey, be locked in the name of Jesus. I'm looking at Isaiah 50, starting with verse 4. The Lord has given me a well-trained tongue. That's Jesus. Oh, yes. He preached and preached and preached. And before he would heal, he preached. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That I might know how to speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them. Are you weary today? Jesus is speaking to you that it's going to be all right. A word that will rouse them. It's going to be all right. Why? Because Jesus died and rose from the dead. Morning after morning, he opens my ear that I may hear. This is Jesus getting up early in the morning, being present to his Father in prayer. Morning after morning, he opens my ear that I may hear. What about you? What about me? Are we going to the Lord, seeking his face morning after morning? And I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. This happened on the cross. This happened on the way to the cross. Oh, yes. He's given my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. This is what they did to the Lord of glory, spitting in his face. The Lord God is my help. Amen. Therefore I will not be disgraced. Amen. I have set my face like flint. Jesus set his face like flint toward Jerusalem, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. I tell you, that's beautiful. Isaiah 50, 4 through 7. That was one of the readings yesterday. Now what I'm going to do is do Psalm 22. This is a psalm all about the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, why have you forsaken me? That's what the servant says on the cross. Why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer. By night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. Hallelujah, we praise you, we bless you, we worship you, God. You are enthroned on the praises of Israel and the church. Praise you, Lord. Wonderful Jesus. We love you, God. Give us grace today to praise you. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. Oh, yes. He delivered them from the desert, ultimately, to go into the promised land. To you they cried, and they were saved. In you they trusted, and were not put to shame. Anyone who trusts in the Lord will not be put to shame. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. Make the Lord your love, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But I am a worm and not human, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who see me mock at me. This is what they did to Jesus on the way to Calvary. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads. They say, commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver you. And you know what? Jesus came into the world to die. He was the only child born to die. To die. An awful death. And he absorbed our sins upon the cross. Let him rescue the one in whom he delights. Oh, but that was not part of the plan. The plan was he would go to the cross. And by his blood he would deliver us. By his blood he would save us. Yet it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth. And since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Oh yes, Jesus knew the Father. And he spent time with the Father every day, praying, asking mercy for the crowds. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near. I tell you, trouble was very near as he was on his way to the cross, and there is no one to help. Well, we weren't there, but we can now say to Jesus, I love you. You who are on the way to Calvary, I love you, Jesus. You who are on the way to Calvary, many bulls encircle me, strong bulls of Bashan. They surround me. They open their mouths at me like a raving and roaring lion. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. Oh, the heart that has loved men and women so much. Behold the heart that is loved so much and is so little loved in return. Isn't that awful? It's time for us to love Jesus in his passion, in his passion, in his death. And in his resurrection, my mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death, for dogs are all around me, a company of evildoers. They encircle me. My hands and my feet have shriveled. I can count all my bones. Oh, Jesus, you who bore our sin, you said the new and covenant, the new and eternal covenant, which is shed by the blood of the Lamb for many, for the forgiveness of sins. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among themselves. That's what they did to his vesture. They divided his clothes among themselves. And for my clothing, they cast lots. That's what they did. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion, from the horns of the wild oxen. You have rescued me. I will tell of your name to my brothers and to my sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Blessed be God. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be his most sacred heart. Blessed be his most precious blood. I will praise you in the midst of the congregation. You are my congregation today, you who listen to me. You who fear the Lord, praise him. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. You inhabit the praises of your people. We love you, God. We thank you for enduring the cross for us, that you died in our place. We are Barabbas. You died in our place, and you give us new life in the power of your resurrection. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him. All you offspring of Israel, for he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me. Oh, he knows exactly what you're going through today. I received a call yesterday from a woman, and I just could tell her the truth. You're protected. You're protected. God is protecting you. You do not have to fear about this virus. God is protecting you. I want to tell you the same thing. Stay in. God is protecting you. But heard when I cried to him. He heard me when I cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. Oh yes, praise again. We worship you. We praise you. We adore you. We bless you. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord shall praise the Lord. Amen. We seek your face. We do not seek your hands. We seek your face, O Lord, the face that was marred out of love for us. May our hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord. Dominion belongs to the Lord. And he rules over the nations. To him indeed shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Oh yes. All who sleep in the earth bow down to him. Before him shall bow all who go down into the dust. And I shall live for him. Do you know that? Are you living for him? Or are you living for yourself? Oh yes, give us the grace to live for Jesus Christ, Father. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. Amen. We are a future generation. We are in the 21st century. We have been told about the Lord, about his love, about his forgiveness, about his mercy and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn. Yes, God delivers us from evil. God delivers us from evil. Jesus delivers us from evil, saying that he has done it. I tell you, that 22nd Psalm, written 1,000 years before Jesus came to the earth. Read that 22nd Psalm. It was written 1,000 years before Jesus came to the earth. I'm reading from Philippians 2, verse 6 through 11. This was the reading that was given to us yesterday. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Jesus was God, yet did not regard himself equal to God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Coming in human likeness and found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Obedient to the point of death, even death upon a cross. Oh, in heaven, before Adam and Eve, the second person of the Blessed Trinity said, I will go to the cross and die for them, and I will be raised from the dead and give them new life. Because of this, God greatly exalted the servant and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend. That's why we bow our heads at the name of Jesus. Every knee should bend of those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Was the Father being cruel to Jesus? No. Jesus knew that the only way that we would become children of God and priests of God is that he had to die. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We look at Isaiah 53. Now, this was written long before the coming of the Savior. Who has believed what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of the dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men. A man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. Oh, yes, he is the suffering servant of the Lord. He suffered so that you would have eternal life. You know, this virus was defeated on the cross of Jesus Christ. Do you know that today? But we have to proclaim it, that the virus was defeated on the cross of Jesus Christ, that Jesus died for us sinners, and he took our sins and our sicknesses upon him, as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him of no account. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Amen. Amen. I was speaking with Madeline last night, and she said, I have this sickness, but Jesus bore it on the cross, and I'm not accepting it. Jesus took it to the cross. Oh, yes, he carried our diseases, yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded for your transgressions, for your sins, for my transgressions, for my sins. Crushed for our iniquities. He was crushed for our sins. Crushed for our sins. He said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Upon him was the punishment that makes us whole. And by his stripes, we were healed. Oh, yes. By the stripes on his back, we were healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way. Oh, yes. Remember why Jesus came. To seek and save that which was lost. To seek and save that which is lost. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all, our sins. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. We see Jesus before Pilate. He did not open his mouth. Why? Because he was drawing into himself the sins of the world. He did not open his mouth. He was quiet because he was doing something wonderful, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter. He is the lamb that was led to the slaughter. Like a sheep that is before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By a perversion of justice, he was taken away. All these things Jesus did for us so that we would become children of God through faith and baptism. And by living out our baptismal life, who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. Yes, he died for the sins of Israel and for the sins of the church. They made his grave with the wicked and his tomb with the rich. That's true. Although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was all the will of the Lord to crush him with pain. It was not only the will of the Father, it was the will of the Son. They made that agreement way before Adam and Eve came to the earth. When you make his life an offering for sin, yes, the life of Jesus on the cross is an offering for sin. Do you know that today? For your sins and my sins, he shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days. You are the offspring of Jesus. He bore you. He carried you to himself. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Out of his anguish he shall see light. Amen. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous. Oh, yes. We are made righteous through the blood of Jesus. We are made righteous through his death and through his burial and through his resurrection. He makes us righteous. We are not righteous on our own. The righteous man and woman lives by faith, and he shall bear their iniquities. Amen. He bore our sins and carried our burdens. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with transgressors, yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Let me tell you this, there will not be a service in Holy Rosary on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. We will be doing it very, very quietly in the rectory, and it will not be public. Oh, yes. Do you know that he died for you? Do you know that he bled for you? Do you know that he rose for you? Do you know that he calls you my child? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.